raising your taxes. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we're getting some heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 West. That's at Green Valley, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. You'll tap the brakes there, too, 215 East at St. Rose. Moderate flows through the resort area right now, Interstate 15 North at Tropicana. Up at Mount Charleston, remember they've got a road closure up there. That's State Route 158 at Deer Creek Highway. Only locals are allowed there due to some brush fire action. And some overnight road work, too. That's on Interstate 15 northbound at Silverado Ranch. Those lane restrictions go through the 8th of July.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Over the weekend, Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher David Price becomes the most high-profile Major League Baseball to make the decision to opt out of this season, as he alluded to health concerns in a statement that he released. Buster Posey is with the San Francisco Giants. However, he says he is not yet sure if he will play this season, still trying to wait and see on how things go. A number of players have opted out. Brian Zimmerman, Joe Ross of the Washington Nationals, Ian Desmond of the Rockies, Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and earlier today, Nick Markakis of the Atlanta Braves making the decision to opt out.
This sports flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
So how many of us have lived in sweatpants, socks, and hoodies for the last couple of months? I don't think I even remember what a belt is. Luckily, there's Skechers for your feet. So now they're all staying safe, but starting to get out a little bit for the summer, we can keep that same comfort no matter where we go. Just head to Skechers.com, and you can see all the ultra-comfortable options Skechers has to offer. There are comfortable sandals and shoes for running, relaxing, walking, playing golf, everything you love to do under the sun, out of the sun, in the rain, in the house, whatever. And so many are machine washable out of Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. See them all right now at Skechers.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, traffic has been crazy lately, right? And rush hour? Forget it. Nobody wants to let you merge onto the highway. But hey, somebody let you merge or you wouldn't be there, so drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. With over 291 million annuities in force in the U.S., life insurance companies are alarmed as baby boomers are converting their annuities into annuities with long-term care in record numbers. The U.S. government estimates that 70% of people age 65 will require long-term care during their lifetime, with a total cost of over $138,000. So what should you do to prepare? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor Scott Lehigh. So, Scott, what should our listeners do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend people get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about a little-known law that allows them to convert their existing annuity into tax-free money to pay for long-term care. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased presence on the web can increase your bottom line. And all of us want that. Call the SKC Group, 702-965-1016. Make that 2016, that's 702-965-2016. Joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Victor, let me just ask you, the the special session coming up day after tomorrow. Do we know yet, is it going to be a single topic, the budget? What about tax increases? What do you think is going to be a part of it?
Well, I do think we're going to get something on more than just the budget. I think at the very least there's going to be some sort of police reform bill, some sort of nod to the Black Lives Matter movement, and we'll see how how aggressive Democrats try and be. If I had to guess right now, I would say that they actually don't increase taxes. But that is certainly subject to change. I'm hearing that the governor is basically going to lay out his proposed cuts, and we'll see how the legislature reacts. The challenge for everyone involved in this process is that you've got to cut where the money is, and the money is in education, K-12 and higher education, and the money is in Medicaid and Department of Health and Human Services.
Anything they can do or will do relative to PERS?
No. I mean, the challenge, for that is that the savings are all, long-term. That, it's something where if lawmakers had, done it 12 years ago, it would be a huge help right now. I don't think they want to change anything, unfortunately, but, even if they did, it's not gonna save them a lot of money in the immediate term.
The last thing we heard from the governor is that instead of cutting 450 jobs, he was only going to have to cut 50 jobs. First of all, do you believe that's realistic, considering the $1.3 billion hole in the state's budget? Is it realistic?
Well, every dollar he doesn't cut from state workers is a dollar he has to cut from education or from Department of Health and Human Services. I was really surprised to see him come out and say that, he was only going to be cutting 50 state employees. I mean, when your private sector unemployment rate is over 25%, to put out that low of a number, to me, it's just stunning. And I think some of it is, there's going to be a hiring and so they're going to lose people to attrition and retirement and just not fill those vacancies. But, when you have a $1.3 billion deficit and you're saying, well, state workers are only going to fill, maybe $200 million worth of that, it just doesn't seem proportionate. And I think, Sisolak's biggest mistake was when he shut everything down in March, he kept paying all the state workers who were sitting at home doing nothing. He should have taken action right then. He should have just said, I'm sorry, it hurts me, I don't want to do it, but look, if you're not gainfully employed right now, if you're not a highway patrolman, if you're not, after the unemployment office, you're going on furlough one day a week. And, that would not have been easy. It doesn't feel good, but it's much better than the private sector where the unemployment, was reaching 28-29% in April.
Does the governor have to fix everything during this special session, or can he do it incrementally, a little at a time?
In terms of the budget or in terms of
the budget? In terms of the budget.
The budget now, he's really got to fix right now. The fiscal year goes from July 1st to June 30th. And, they're hoping for some sort of federal bailout. But there's just no guarantee. And so the problem is that the longer you wait, the more drastic the cuts you're going to have to make. If you wait 3 months and all of a sudden you've only got 9 months of the year left to cut, and so you've got to cut that much deeper. And so, they've really got to go in there and they've really got to start as soon as possible, identify the cuts, know that you can backfill the money later if the feds provide the money. But you've got to balance that budget. A constitutional requirement.
So what happens? We get to Wednesday. They're going to talk about the budget. They might talk about police reform, things like that. How much damage can they do? And I guess the ultimate question is a tax increase off the table, or because you need 2/3 majority, it kind of is. What do you say?
You know, I would be very surprised if there's not an effort by at least some legislators to put forward a tax increase. You know, at this point, I'm guessing that Sisolak, you know, does not do that. But he really is irrelevant in terms of the tax increase because they already need a 2/3 vote, so he can veto it and they can still override his veto. I mean, the education unions are pushing for, you know, basically a dollar in tax increases for every dollar they cut from the education budget. So I would be surprised if you don't see something in terms of that. I mean, Sisolak can limit this in some ways by how he sets the agenda of the special session. But I think you're at least going to hear some credible rumblings, even if they never pull the trigger.
And can you give me the essence of what the process is going to look like? Will there be a state of the state address from the governor where he outlines what he wants to do during the special session? Will there be something similar to a state of the state address?
No, there won't be. Nothing that's formal. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Sisolak has a press conference. Given his aversion to the press, maybe not. He has to issue a formal proclamation calling everyone back to Carson City. He still hasn't done that, but I expect he'll do that, you know, this afternoon or tomorrow. And then the key thing to look for with that is the topics. You know, so he gets to determine, you know, what legislators are there to do. And so that's going to give you a hint on, you know, are they going to address the police reform issue? Are they going to do anything with voting? There's a lot of things they could talk about. And so it's going to be really interesting to see that proclamation.
Do you get a sense that Republicans will have any say whatsoever over the course of the next few days?
Yeah, I really don't think they're going to. I've certainly been told basically that, you know, the governor's not talking to them, and, you know, Democrats aren't really talking to them. So I really do not think they're going to be involved much. And, you know, frankly, for politically, I think that's probably the best case scenario for them. You know, they get to wash their hands of it and say, look, I mean, Democrats passed the budget a year ago. It wasn't sustainable then. It's, you know, certainly not sustainable given everything that happened. And that is on them. You know, Republicans had nothing to do with it.
By the way, we'll find out what Republicans are going to do because Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, will join us coming up in just, about 20 minutes from right now, 22 minutes from right now. It's always good to visit with you, Victor Jakes. Thank you so much, my friend. You have yourself. Yeah, by the way, stay cool because it is just flat out a sizzler out there today.
Oh.
So you stay safe, would you? And we'll talk again next week.
Thank you. Sounds good, Kevin.
Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. This hour brought to you by SRT Special Services in the COVID-19 era. It's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Now, if your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call and find out what the Liberty AI is all about. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942, the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Monday, brand new week. We have a special session of the legislature, maybe a tax increase coming our way. We'll talk about it coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battleborn Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients.
Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
This hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I want to get to something that happened over the weekend, and I was just blown away. I really was. The president made, I think, two outstanding speeches, one at Mount Rushmore on Friday and the other one on Saturday night on the 4th of July. And let's go to cut two real quick. This is the president. This is cut number two, by the way. July 4th, message to Americans, and talking about the so-called cancel culture. Listen to this.
This great heritage belongs to citizens of every background and of every walk of life. No matter our race, color, religion, or creed, we are one America, and we put America first. We will not allow anyone to divide our citizens by race or background. We will not allow them to foment hate, discord, and distrust. We will hold fast and true to the sacred loyalties that link us all as neighbors, as Americans, and as patriots. In every age, there have always been those who seek to lie about the past in order to gain power in the present. Those that are lying about our history, those who want us to be ashamed of who we are not interested in justice or in healing. Their goal is demolition. Our goal is not to destroy the greatest structure on earth, what we have built, the United States of America, to build a future where every family is safe, where every child is surrounded by love, where every community has equal opportunity, and every citizen enjoys great and everlasting dignity. Our past is not a burden to be cast away. It is not a miraculous foundation that will lift us to the next great summit of human endeavor, this incredible story of American progress is the story of each generation picking up where the last finished, linked by time, by fate, and the eternal bonds of our national affection. Those who would sever those bonds would cut us off from the wisdom, the courage, the love, and the devotion that gave us everything we are today and everything we strive for tomorrow. We cannot let that happen. We will not throw away our heroes. We will honor them, and we will prove worthy of their sacrifice.
That's the president. Two outstanding speeches, one at Mount Rushmore and one on the lawn at the White House. I thought both of them were absolutely extraordinary. I mean, I thought they were that good. And one of the things that I liked most about it is that it was a... In fact, both of them really, in my view, were unity speeches. Something that even folks that protest police misconduct could agree upon and say, no, that's right. I thought it was especially good. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back because one of the things I want to get to is this whole notion of the future of America and that we have to go forward together. This hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller and Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who's really shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller and Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Stick around, more to do as we continue broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, They'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand insurance carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. And you can save money in the process. Call 702-714-1060. The quote is absolutely free. Call 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group. Coming up on the program, we're going to be joined by Scott Hammond. And one of the things we're going to talk about is this special session coming up on Wednesday. And I'll be honest with you, I don't pretend to know what it's about. The governor has not announced yet. By the way, the president made a statement the other day in one of his speeches, his weekend speeches. And one of the things he talked about was this whole 99%. Essentially, what he was saying is that 99% of the people that test positive for the coronavirus end up surviving. There's a 99% survival rate. Now, he took it a little bit out of context. The media has totally taken it out of context. I want you to hear from Mark Meadows. This is the chief of staff for the President of the United States. This is Cut 5, by the way. And this was Mark Meadows this morning on the lawn at the White House. Here he is.
Well, I'm not sure which public health experts that you're talking about. I probably get to review more numbers. And when you look at the facts, when you look at really what we're dealing with, a lot of these cases are asymptomatic. Additionally, when we look at a population of over 325 million people and what we're looking at, those statistics would indicate about 102%. You know, when that 99% came, it came from actual numbers. And you can look at numbers a number of different ways. Let me finish the question. You know, you ask the questions, I'll try to answer them. All right. And so as we look at that, probably the biggest thing that I'm looking at is how do we track and make sure that those are protected. And if you look at the vast majority of those from 65 years of age and younger, if they don't have a comorbidity, we're looking at this as not only not as dangerous as a number of other things that could potentially cause a loss of life. And that's the real key is when you start to take out some of the deaths we've had in nursing homes and those. It's not to downplay the deaths that we've had, but it's really to look statistically to know that whatever risk that you may have or I may have or my children or my grandchildren may have, let's look at that appropriately. And I think that's what he was trying to do.
And I'll be honest with you. I think Mark Meadows had the best explanation of all the surrogates for the president. The president was in error and did not state the facts correctly. But you know what? A lot of folks don't really care. I mean, they really don't. If the president misstates a fact here or there, I don't think anybody. Thinks that's that big a deal. I just don't think so. Stick around, more to do as we continue. Coming up, Scott Hammond will tell us what's ahead. What has he heard about what's going to be in the special session beginning Wednesday? I don't know. I really, honestly don't. Stick around, more to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731, or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com.